a lot of kids, when they're young, growing up, look up to their fathers. And many of them want to be just like him. I'm sure you've known somebody like that, or maybe you've had that experience in your own family. When you have a good home, where the father is there and the mother is there and raising the kids, you're more likely to find that kind of scenario. You know, what do you want to be when you grow up? He asked the child. He says, I want to be just like my daddy. I want to be just like my father. And that's good. If he's a good role model, which he should be. That happens fairly frequently with children. They idolize somebody. Could be somebody other than their father too. Could be a celebrity, could be a sports star, a musician, a relative, somebody that they look up to. They say, I want to be just like that person, because they admire who that person is. And we as Christians have someone, even though we're not kids anymore, but we have someone that we look up to and admire and want to be just like. And that's our Heavenly Father. And it's our responsibility as men, in a very real sense, to be just like Him. We were made in God's image. And Scripture tells us that we are being conformed to His image day by day. God, by His Holy Spirit, is at work within us to conform us into His image. And there are scriptures to back that up, and you can put the first one up. Yes, copycats. That's the way we should be with our Heavenly Father, copying Him. In Matthew 5:48, Jesus says, therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. There's the goal, guys, to be perfect, just as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Well, that's a tall order, isn't it? But yet that's what God is bringing about in each one of us. And we have that privilege and that honor of becoming just like Him. And that's the way we are supposed to be. Next. In Luke 6:40, Jesus says, a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. And again, we are being trained to be just like our teacher. Who is our teacher? God Himself. Jesus, through His written word, but also the Holy Spirit who is at work in us. He is God also. They are our teachers. And we are being trained to be just like our teachers. Awesome responsibility. Okay. Well, what does that look like? This is an example in Galatians. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. This is what God is like. God is love. Scripture tells us that. God is love. And God is full of joy. There's nothing that depresses Him or anything. He's full of joy. Scripture tells us that He will joy over us with singing because He loves us so much. And then whenever we are obedient to Him, whenever we do something that pleases Him, He rejoices over us. He is a God of joy. And peace, the peace that passes all understanding. God's peace. He's working that in us, because that is another characteristic of God. Long-suffering, in other words, patience. Boy, that's a tough one for a lot of us, to be patient. We're so accustomed to fast food places and everything. We want everything right away. Instant meals, instant gratification, instant this, that. We don't like to wait. When we order something online, we want next day delivery. Or even sooner if possible, right? That's the way it is. But patience is a characteristic of God. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, all traits of God. Gentleness, self-control. Self-control, boy, that's another tough one. When we're tempted, whether it's the sin or just with something else, we want what we want. Should we eat that extra morsel of high-calorie food? That's a struggle for me a lot of times. I love my food. But self-control a lot of times says, no, the right thing to do is something else. It doesn't have to be food. It could be any number of things. That's one of the things that we need to learn. God is always in control. He has his emotions in control, his temper, everything. Yes, he gets angry sometimes. He is always in control. These are the things that are true characteristics of God, and the Holy Spirit is working these in us so that we can be imitators of him. It's not easy. A lot of these things go against our very nature. We don't want to be kind a lot of times. Somebody cuts in front of us as we're driving along and nearly causes us to crash. What's our reaction? A little bit of road rage, right? It's hard. We see people in need. Sometimes we don't want to give. Sometimes maybe that's the right thing to do, but sometimes God is giving us an opportunity to be like him, to be generous, to be loving, to give of ourselves like he gives. And it's 24 hours a day. God gives and gives and gives. He wants us to be like him. It takes discernment sometimes. But all of these things, this is what God looks like. And there's one more too. From Luke, therefore be merciful just as your Father also is merciful. We want to be like our Heavenly Father. We need to be merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment, Scripture tells us. God has been merciful with us. He has forgiven us of all of our sins, past, present, future, and called us to be his children. Boy, if that isn't mercy, I don't know what is. But we need to treat each other like that too. As fathers, we have that responsibility to be just like our Heavenly Father, that those around us, especially our own children, have an example to look up to. And other people look at us as well. What do they see? What do they see in us as men? Do they see the traits of our Father? Or do they see other things? As I said, it's a great privilege to be like our Heavenly Father, but it's an awesome responsibility, and it's not easy. But this is what God calls us to do. Calls us to be perfect, just like he is. And someday we will be. But in the meantime, it's a tough slog sometimes. But God is with us, working in us, making us more and more into his image. So as a father myself, I just want to encourage you. Keep striving. Keep working at it. Keep listening for the leading of the Holy Spirit. Keep yielding to him. Keep doing what is right. not what is expedient, not what, not necessarily what is pleasing, although many times, you know, we do derive pleasure from doing the right thing. God is happy and joyful when we follow Him and emulate Him to be a copycat, in a sense, of our Heavenly Father. There are rich rewards for that. Our children will look up to us. Other people will see Jesus in us. And we'll also want to imitate our Heavenly Father. So be encouraged. Even though it's often a tough job, being a good father, but there are rich rewards. And to be looked at as just like our Heavenly Father, what better thing can there be in life than for others to see a godly man following after his Heavenly Father? I'd like to leave you with this. This is called a father's faith. A father's love, a reflection of God's grace, his faith shining brightly in every embrace. With words of wisdom and a heart that forgives, he guides his children to the life God gives. He teaches us patience, compassion, and trust, to walk in the footsteps of the one who is just. Through his actions, he reveals God's plan, a faithful father, a spiritual man. On this Father's Day, we honor and pray for the fathers who lead us on the righteous way. May God's blessings surround them each day as they inspire us to walk in his perfect way. That's what we aspire to. And that's what I see here. I do. I see it in the men here. That you are on the way, on the right path, emulating our Father in heaven. May you be blessed in your endeavors. May his grace rest upon you. May he empower you and enrich you and bless you to be just like him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for fathers. Thank you for godly fathers, especially. Thank you, Lord, that you have put it in the hearts of the men here to desire to be just like you. We don't always know how to do it. We don't always make the right decisions. But our hearts, Lord, are towards you. And we ask you to bless us. We ask you to continue the work in us, that others may see you in us. Thank you, Lord, for the molding and shaping. You are indeed the master potter, and we are the clay. And we bless you and praise you, Lord, for all the work you're doing in us. May you bless the fathers here today. Bless them even more abundantly, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.